This is Wild About Utah.
Today's story is in both Spanish and English. To hear a Spanish version, listen on Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. or online at upr.org. We've had some hot days during which we've been able to enjoy rivers, lakes, and pools. But what I enjoy most during this time is walking along the trails of this beautiful valley where I live. Cache Valley has a unique geographic shape unlike anywhere else in the world. Just a short distance from our home, we can find natural beauty that captivates us and makes us lose track of time within stunning landscapes such as the First Dam, the Second Dam, the Wind Caves, the Stokes Nature Center Trail, Tony Grove, Bear Lake, among others. It would take me an entire book to list every single one. Among the many beautiful things this summer has brought are the chance to live unique experiences, like watching fireflies feeding hummingbirds and seeing people learn about native species from experts. All of this reminds me that I live in a magical place, full of life, a place where everyone would want to stay forever and where time feels like it stands still. A few leaves have started to fall, and the landscapes are turning orange, brown, and golden. This reminds me that winter will soon arrive. It's time to start preparing my little home. I've been working hard, gathering mud from the banks of the Logan River, but I still take notice of all those who take photos, who sing, and who speak words of love, joy, and hope to their loved ones, including their pets. My family and I are almost ready to rest, and I hope that this winter will be as pleasant as all the previous ones, and that people will enjoy it with their walks and warm clothes, with their boards and funny shoes, and that children will be able to run and slide with their little faces red from the cold. You might be wondering who I am, since I've already given you a few hints about where I live. My family and I have spent many years here close to you, watching you pass by. Many times I've startled you, and you've applauded me for my good performance. There are many of us who live here. I have wonderful neighbors like the snakes that rest near the rocks or by the riverbanks, the birds that fly each day in search of seeds, and the squirrels that gather food and run toward the trees. Do you know who I am now? Thank you for understanding that we are important. Thank you for studying and learning about me. Thank you for giving me fancy hotels where I can live and spend time. Although I always prefer to build my own mud house, the one that protects us from rain and snow. It's me, your little friend, the one who helps with pollination and eats caterpillars in your garden. I always wear a yellow jacket in case bad weather catches me away from home. Yes, that's me, Marie, the yellow jacket wasp. Remember that our magical place is here. We live in harmony with one another, and keeping it that way forever depends on us. Help me ensure that our place of peace and tranquility remain for generations to come. This is Kate Hunter with Stokes Nature Center, and I'm Wild About Utah.